From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. North Korea has notified UN agencies Tuesday that it plans to launch a satellite later this month, which could advance the isolated country's development of long-range missile technology. Pyongyang conducted its fourth nuclear test January 6 in defiance of United Nations sanctions and last launched a long-range rocket in December 2012, sending an object it described as a communications satellite. Meanwhile, the U.S. State Department official says any North Korea satellite launch would be an egregious violation of its international obligations. You can read more details on this story at voanews.com. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Tuesday the international effort to defeat the Islamic State group is moving in the right direction, but he cautioned more must be done to support stabilization in Libya and Iraq.
We've always recognized, everybody here has always said, this will be a multi-year effort, and it's going to demand sustained contributions and effort by every country. So we all adapted, I think, effectively to what was happening on the battlefield.
Kerry spoke at the opening of a ministerial meeting in Rome where representatives from about 20 countries came to talk about ways to boost the anti-Islamic campaign. Meanwhile, UN envoy Stephane de Mistura is meeting Tuesday in Geneva with representatives of the Syrian government after declaring the start of indirect peace talks and calling on world powers to live up to their pledge to secure an accompanying ceasefire. The process is part of a slow but incremental track of achieving indirect exchanges between the two sides. For now, de Mistura will meet with the government before going back to speak with opposition delegates. VOA News. Authorities in Afghanistan said Tuesday that airstrikes conducted with the support of the United States and the rest of eastern region have destroyed an Islamic State radio station along with its internet communications and other facilities. The air raids also killed 29 IS fighters, including five staff, at the so-called Voice of the Caliphate radio in the province of Nangarhar, according to a provincial spokesman speaking to VOA. He said that the attack took place in the mountainous area of the district of Achem, where IS has established its headquarters. The Red Cross has put out an emergency appeal for funding to help with the outbreak of the Zika virus, which could affect as many as 4 million people in the Americas this year. The International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies launched the appeal Tuesday for $2.3 million to support the regional response to the crisis. The virus is believed to be linked to microcephaly, that's a neurological disorder in which babies are born with abnormally small heads. The latest version for a new charter from Thailand's Constitution Drafting Committee is emphasizing steps to curb corruption and is seen as a key step by the military government in its roadmap back to democracy and new general elections. Ron Corbin reports.
The latest draft for a new constitution has already triggered criticism from politicians, academics and civil society amid concerns new elections may be delayed until 2018. The draft is the second released by the military government since it came to power in May 2014, with an earlier version rejected in September last year by the National Assembly. The draft charter released last Friday by the Constitutional Drafting Committee, led by constitutional lawyer Mechai Ratchapan, still has several steps to go before the military government can call for fresh elections, with analysts saying the first opportunity for a national poll may not be until 2018. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok, Thailand.
A 5.8 magnitude earthquake struck the northeast of Taiwan Tuesday, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. With no immediate reports of damage or casualties, the quake hit at 22 hours 19 local time, according to the U.S. Geological Survey, at a depth of 190 kilometers. There's no tsunami warning issued, but Twitter users on the southwest part of the island reported feeling tremors. Israeli former Premier Ehud Olmert Tuesday admitted obstructing justice as part of a plea bargain to seek less prison time, his first confession in a series of graft-linked trials. Olmert, who is 70 years old, is already facing a jail term of 18 months, beginning on February 15th for a separate conviction of bribery. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.